right, hey everybody, you're listening to episode 2 of the Team Evil show. I'm your host, Dirt Face. With me in the studio is my friend Tom.
How you doing?
That's my friend Tom. We've known each other since high school, since we were how old?
About 16.
Okay, yeah. And we started a little band together, and then kicked out the lead singer.
Didn't really sing, he just kind of screamed.
No. So. And Tom, you're a teacher.
I am a teacher.
And you teach the annoying retards, right?
Some of them.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to hear about that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, I can't wait. Okay, so Tom, what ages do you teach here?
It's the little ones, the younglings. Fifth grade is the highest.
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Okay, yeah. And what are these? What do you teach exactly?
Music.
You teach music?
Elementary music.
Are they retarded? All these kids?
Sometimes I wonder the way they act.
Yeah.
I would have to say yes. What they are not. They're not bright. Is what they are.
They're not bright.
No, and it's just evident.
What do you mean? What do they do?
Just the things that they tell me, it's like, you know, when you're in fifth grade, mm-hmm. I mean, I was in fifth grade, yeah. And I remember you want to get in, you want to be first in line, you know?
Right.
Because if you're not first in line,
you're nothing.
I mean, these kids freak out.
Right.
I was first in line. I'm the line leader. Not in my classroom, you're not. I mean, if they talk back to me.
Do you go on field trips with them and stuff?
I did once, actually.
Where'd you go?
We went to the movie theater, and I have to tell you, these kids did not deserve it. They just, I mean, they needed to learn, and they did not learn at the movie theater.
What did you go see?
Horton Hears a Who.
How is that a field trip? What do you learn from watching that?
What do you learn?
Yeah.
Well, they learn, you know, I don't really know what they learn. I learned that I hate field trips. And
kids.
Yes. And I learned that if one kid has to go to the bathroom, then 50 of them do. I don't know why. One of them needs water. All of them need water.
So are you looking to teach like older kids or?
Yeah, I like the little kids are fun because you can just be silly and mm-hmm. they think you're cool.
Right.
But the, you know, also they're little kids who sometimes wet themselves.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
And they just, I mean, I don't have a great sense of humor, but, you know, if something's ironic, I'll laugh at it. And they just don't get it. So they'll see me laughing, and they'll go, what in the world? You know?
Right.
Like, okay, my principal, this happened last week.
Uh-huh.
She calls over the loudspeaker, and she goes, we're testing, you know, the PA system. So if you can't hear this, give us a call so we can know if your loudspeaker's wrong. Messed up, you know? And I just kind of sit there. Look around the room. The kids are like, well, we heard it, so you don't need to call. You know,
right.
I'm just kind of like...
if you didn't hear it.
Yeah, and yeah. This is fifth grade, so I would think that some of them would know
mm-hmm.
that's not going to work. If you don't hear it, you can't call.
Right. How was the movie?
The movie... I would love to tell you, but I was in the hallway for about 45 minutes making, you know... Watching the kids go to the, not watching, but letting them into the bathroom.
Right.
And then, so I missed most of it.
So honestly. You must hate kids then.
No, actually, I like them, but, you know, they're trying, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. I hate all children.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I heard that your, you know, your legacy will live on in another
Yeah. Yes, it's Puerto Rican.
That's, I've never heard that before, but, you know.
That's going to be great. Next time I see her, I'm gonna actually ask her. For those that don't know, if you listen to yesterday's show, I talked about how my ex-wife is pregnant and it's gonna be Puerto Rican, and she's keeping my last name. So there's gonna be people with
Keeping your last name.
Yes, that was the whole point.
Okay.
That was the whole point of it, is that there's going to be people, you know, the generation of my last names,
right.
It will be Puerto Rican.
Okay, yeah, I mean...
So, what I'm saying is that there will be people with my last name stealing cars and and not working very well, sleeping on the job.
Right.
You watch any TV? You don't watch?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you into right now?
Well, I mean, you know, I could list the basics of The Office.
What about? Next week?
Tell you like one of my little guilty pleasures.
Okay.
I like Nanny 911. Good.
Nanny.
It's good.
Nanny 911.
Super Nanny is good too.
Now, is this the show where they film kids? No wonder you like Nanny 911.
Right. I watched The Evil Kids.
And then learn
how to help make them not so evil.
Right.
So
Has it ever come in handy?
No, because it's just so obvious the stuff that they do on the show. It's just like,
right.
You know, if the kid is freaking out, you don't need to go.
You punch him in the trachea, right?
Well, the kidney works too.
Okay.
But, you know. I guess the trachea.
All right. Do you ever call these kids racial slurs?
No. Should I?
Probably.
Have you done this before?
Yeah.
How do they react?
Well, there was this little kid at the mall, and
this actually happened.
Yeah, there was this little kid at the mall. This was like about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was coming out of Hot Topic because I was purchasing popular band CDs and beanies, and there was this little kid mouthing off to its mom.
Okay.
Right.
And
I do say its mom.
Because you couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl.
Right, you know. So this little kid mouthing off to its mom, and I'm walking behind him, and it's getting really, really, unnerving, and I'm kind of offended, you know.
Sure.
So I just yell, hey! I'm like, hey! And both of them turn around, and I'm like, I'm making all this up, by the way. It's never happened.
Never happened.
I'll tell you what, I watch Beauty and the Geek. I talked about this.
Ashton. Go Ashton.
I talked about this on that I'm obsessed with this show
on
the last episode. But
how many seasons is this? Three?
This will be the fourth.
Okay.
I just saw fourth or fifth episode last night. And what they had was the geeks went on the show with Dr. Drew and gave romantic advice.
Is that the guy who was with Adam?
Yes, something? Adam Carolla on Loveline.
Right.
And the girls did science fairs, like science projects.
Okay.
And I swear to God, four of them made volcanoes.
Did they work?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's all. You just pour, you know, vinegar and, you know, I honestly,
if I was on there, I would not be able to make a volcano because.
Well, one girl explained how the Earth works. By hard boiling an egg, cutting it open, and comparing all the different parts of the eggs, and she actually won. Yes, the crust.
And the mantle.
Yes.
Which one is that? The yolk?
No, the mantle's the egg white.
Right. Okay. Yes. Okay.
And she won. So.
I'm not. Can I just? Okay.
What?
The yolk.
Is the yellow
yolk
part
or yolk?
Well, it's. You can say either one, but if you say yolk.
Right.
It sounds weird.
Okay, not that this matters to what we were talking about, but it's just something that.
Right. So you are you single?
That's interesting because technically no.
Uh huh.
But also technically yes,
because what does
my
that
MySpace
mean?
Says that I am single.
Which I've seen.
Single, right? And I still have a girlfriend technically, but we haven't talked in about 6 or 7 weeks.
Whoa. So
and it
Tom, if you have a girlfriend and you don't talk for 6 or 7 weeks,
yeah.
That means that you both have mutually agreed that you don't want to date anymore.
Okay. Well, this is I figured this much, which is why I switched.
Do you want to break up with her on the show?
Jenna, if you're listening. We had good times.
Is this real? Is this official? Like you're really breaking up with her on my show?
Yeah, I'm wondering if, yeah, okay. Seriously. You're a very nice girl. Good times. I didn't call you the last 6 weeks, so. Sorry.
Having said that, she always struck me as kind of odd.
She did?
Yeah.
How's this?
Because she called me drunk.
Yeah.
And I've never spoken to her before. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to say that she was the most normal.
Right.
Girl, and I wish that we were on a video iPodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's Vidcast. It's just pod, not iPodcast.
No, it's just
I've done this before. It's an iPod, but it's not iPodcast. Right. But I took pictures of her apartment
uh-huh.
when she obviously wasn't looking, and I had to be sneaky about it. And it is what? Just filth. Did I tell you this ever?
No.
Okay. I'm talking, I mean, I am not the cleanest person ever, but I've never seen such filth. I mean, take a dumpster, put it around your bed, and everywhere, and this is what it looked like. And I'm not even kidding you at all.
So was it clutter or was it actual trash?
It was trash, it was clutter, it was the one thing, it was weird because she liked to knit, okay? Doesn't seem like a knitter, but whatever. And her dog took this yarn and tore it throughout the entire house, okay? So after about a year, I'm guessing the yarn sort of ingrained itself into the clutter. So it's kind of like the mess, like spread its arms everywhere. It was all connected upstairs, downstairs, through the yarn. I mean, the yarn was up the stairs. And I walked into her room, or her apartment, and I'm just like, wow. And, you know, at one point I'm like, hey, there's a cockroach. And she's like, really? There's a cockroach? Hello? Surprise.
In here?
What?
So,
I don't know. I mean, I can't... I liked her a lot, and I can't even be in that area. So I spent about 3 hours cleaning. Mm-hmm. Didn't make a dent. Then I took the pictures, which I will show you, and maybe you can post a picture.
Yeah, I'll post them.
And it's ridiculous. What don't, you know?
It's horrifying.
So
I thought it was a little dirty around here, and I think it's kind of relatively clean now.
This is nothing. This is nothing.
Well, I mean, laundry now.
You do it?
Well, now that I can keep up with it.
Yeah.
You know, now that I live alone.
Little pieces at a time, okay? Baby steps. Let me just give you a clue. Baby steps, and it'll be clean. All right?
So I looked this up on the Drudge Report today.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you.
Okay.
You never told me about your ex-girlfriend. Janet, her name was.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah. You can say Janet.
Okay. You had a girlfriend named Janet.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was here the first night she stalkishly...
No, you were here when...
She MySpaced you?
Yeah.
And we thought,
that's a
tasty dish.
Yeah.
She looks good.
And then I realized, oh my God, this is a girl that talked to me last night.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Initially, what did we think? That she specifically sought me out on MySpace.
Oh, you know what we did think? Were you about to get to this point?
Maybe.
Okay. We thought about this for about 2 hours.
Is this about the picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us.
The picture that she had on her MySpace was actually a picture of her from the night that I met her.
Same
which
outfit.
Was the previous night.
Yeah.
So Tom goes, oh my God, she took this picture so that you would know it's her from that night.
Right. She put it up on as her profile picture.
Right. Which none of this is actually the case.
That didn't happen?
No. Well, I mean, she did put up that... Obviously, she put up that picture that was from last night, but...
But she said it wasn't for you.
Right.
Well, what, you know.
And she was...
it's not for you. You know,
and she found my profile through a friend of mine who she was dating at the time.
Okay.
That was the other guy that she was dating. We're not together anymore. I talked about this on the last episode too.
I didn't hear it, so
okay.
Review.
It just didn't work out. In many ways, she's ideal for me, but we don't seem to get along.
Is this an official like confirmation of breakup for you?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so I haven't talked to you for a while. So.
Yeah, we still talk as friends though.
That's good.
The friendship's kind of going through that like. Post-relationship roughness, though.
Well, I'm guessing that the night that I told you to propose to her was a bad idea then. And I'm glad you
did. Yeah, it didn't work.
Well, you didn't do it, did you?
Of course I did.
All right.
Janet actually doesn't want me to talk about her on the show.
I wouldn't.
But I told her I wouldn't say anything bad about her because I don't really have anything bad to say about her.
I met her. She's nice.
Yeah, she's very nice. Yeah. All right, I got this off the Drudge Report. Police say man in wheelchair robbed a bank.
Oh, my God.
Palo Alto, California. Palo Alto police are looking for a bank robber who favors a decidedly slow-speed getaway vehicle, an electric wheelchair. Police said a man in his 60s with gray hair and a beard held up the Wachovia Bank branch at the Stanford Shopping Center late this afternoon with a black handgun. Before I go on, I just want to say that I'm glad this happened because it really shows that the handicap can do anything that we can do.
They're equal.
Yes.
There's no need to discriminate.
Right. After the stick-up, he left in his wheelchair and was last seen motoring down a nearby street toward El Camino Real, a major thoroughfare. I don't know what a thoroughfare is. I'm guessing it's like a toll booth.
Okay.
Witnesses say the man's legs were wrapped in bandages and his right leg was sticking straight out while he zoomed away.
What? His leg was sticking out?
Yeah, so it wasn't just like a man in a wheelchair. It was a man with like a broken leg and his leg is sticking straight out in a wheelchair.
It wasn't like signaling a left turn or anything?
Right.
Okay.
Police are looking for a white Ford van the suspect may have been hoisted into after the robbery. So he robbed the bank, and someone had to help him into his getaway vehicle.
Huh. So, accomplice.
Yeah. And I'm imagining that he probably, you know, parked with... You know, probably in the handicapped space and and had the...
What kind of shit accomplice goes, you're in the wheelchair, you robbed the bank.
I'll drive.
Yeah. I mean, the van probably had that little gas on the steering wheel where, you know, the handicapped guy could have been ready to go.
Yeah, but what kind of douchebag in a wheelchair like agrees to that? Okay.
Well, was it a motorized wheelchair?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
which is even funnier because they don't go that fast. So it was that little thing, you know, the remote on the side.
Was it like they can soup those up though? I mean, nitrous. Yeah, you don't know what they do.
He puts nitrous in it. He just speeds away.
If there were tire tracks and like the court case like was matching tire tracks to the other wheelchair. Okay, I'll stop now. Sorry.
I went to the Gem City Heart Attack Tattoo Convention today. I also went last night. A few of my ex-employers, people from New Breed Tattoo and Truth and Triumph Tattoo are running it, and it's at the Dayton Gym Club. It was pretty fun. We could probably stop by tonight if you wanted.
Well, I've never even... What tattoo convention was it?
Yeah. Okay. It's basically tattoo artists from all over the United States come and they set up booths
in Dayton.
In the Dayton Gym Club, yeah.
Huh.
And there's people from St. Louis, people from California.
I got a little tattoo. I mean, I don't want to brag, but it's on my gun. and I got it illegally when I was 17.
So I know. I got mine when I was 16.
I think that's why we did it. Because we were 16. Yeah, we both 16, got them. 17.
Yeah.
Well, how was it? I mean, did you see some friends and all that?
Yeah, I saw, you know, Amanda was there. Amanda does all my tattoos now.
Okay.
Ian was there, and he and I are talking now, so...
Good.
Ryan was there.
Don't know Ryan.
Yeah, you do. Ryan.
He sounds great. What?
He's the piercer up there.
I've met him, I just forget.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan. Okay. You're awesome.
But yeah, we saw a lot of people. I hung out there, but Fat Tom, I don't remember if you remember Fat Tom from high school and all.
Fat Tom.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Right.
I don't...
That's why we call him Fat Tom.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know him at all.
Oh, okay. He was there. He was actually going to come on the show tonight, but like I said, I haven't said this yet. I got really plastered. And I went up there at about 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I got a call from John. Well, I called John, and he says, you know, let's do this podcast.
Right.
I'm drunk as shit.
Yeah.
I need you to go online... And, you know, get about 45 minutes worth of material. And I'm just like, what?
And then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm really hungover, which I've never been hungover from drinking the same day.
Huh.
Yeah, but I mean, I drank a lot. I arrived to the place with vodka in a Gatorade bottle. And then they were giving away free beer there.
You just drank straight vodka?
Well, I mixed it with some Gatorade. It was a Gatorade
right, okay.
And vodka.
I thought you meant...
And then Tom bought me some vodka cranberries. And then I went home and I just crashed. And yeah. I was so wasted.
If it was me, I mean, I don't see how you're coherent. Because that's...
Right now?
I can't handle vodka. That's
I just took a power nap.
Oh, there you go.
And that was it. So, but I will say this. Before I went to the convention, okay, I walk outside and my car is gone. Today.
What?
This is today. Yeah, this is true. Okay. I'm not making this up. Oh, yeah. I walk outside, my car's gone. Well, last night, obviously you guys don't know this, the way that my apartment is set up is that I have an upstairs apartment, and when you walk downstairs, you walk right into a parking lot, all right? This parking lot has, I want to say, about 9 spaces. three of those spaces belong to my landlord because they're on my landlord's property.
Yeah.
The rest of the spaces belong to the landlord who owns the place next to me, who's a real fucking cocksucker. All right? And he's told me before.
That he is a cock.
He's an asshole.
He told you what?
Who told me what?
You said that he's a cocksucker and he's told you this before.
He's towed me before.
Oh, towed you.
Yeah.
Okay,
and my landlord runs the towing company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so when he when I get
track.
Yeah, so when I get towed, I'm like, all right, I need my fucking car back.
Okay, so you were parked in your parking lot.
No.
Okay.
I was in my lot, yes. Now, here's what happened. I came home last night at about 3. His tenants were parked in our spots.
Right.
Okay? So, of course, I don't want to propagate any fighting between him and my landlord.
Sure.
And this happens all the time. So what I do is I deal with it. I find a parking spot and I just park there.
Yeah.
Sometimes these parking spots happen to be his.
Right.
So I parked in one of his. All right?
Natural.
And again, because his tenants were in my parking spot. So I wake up this morning and he had towed my car. So I go to get it and there's a note on it that says, next time this car is here, it will be towed guaranteed. Unfortunately, next time apparently meant this time. Why would you leave a note and then tow the thing that you're tacking the note to?
The car was towed.
Yeah.
And
with a fucking note on it that says, I'm going to tow your car. You did tow my car. Leave the note on my door.
Did he think that you, like, moved the car and, like, 15 minutes later you parked in the same spot?
He's an asshole. He lives for this.
Huh.
He's just one of those people that... Now, when I walked outside, okay, apparently my car had just gotten towed, like, 5 minutes before I walked out the door.
Yeah.
Okay? And, there were no other cars in the lot.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It was just mine. It apparently needed that spot.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so he's just one of those dudes that is just fucking anxious.
I can't deal with those people.
No. So...
Is my car okay? It's out there right now.
Where did you park?
There's a spot that's all by itself.
Next to the dumpster?
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Okay.
So... It's just, so I have to go and get it out, and now I owe the guy the commission on the tow, and I'm like, this is bullshit. And I tell Matt, my landlord, I'm like,
right.
You know, I'm trying to not be a tattletale on this guy. I'm trying to be a normal functioning human being where I don't tit for tat and do petty shit like this. I could tattle on his tenants all the time, but I don't want to create bad blood with white trash.
No. It's a parking spot, for God's sake.
Right. So
I think you're just going to have to suck it up and tattletale.
That's what I... So I told my landlord, and he's like, well, you get the license plate numbers of those cars. I was like, I will.
If you were in my classroom, I would say, Johnny, next time he does this, you come and tell me before you hit him across the face, okay?
Well, it pissed me off. You know, so then I went to the tattoo convention and then I came home, crashed, and woke up, and then you're over here, and then we started the show.
Good. Well, I've never done this, obviously, and I just want to just tell you straight away that mm-hmm. I drove for about 10 hours today.
Just to be on the show.
Obviously, I drove for 10 hours.
Right.
And I'm a little...
Spacey. That's all right.
My eyes are still kind
of
doing this.
We'll drink it out of you tonight.
What you're talking about cars, I'm just so sick of cars because people on the road are just so... It's hostile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got honked at by a guy who just drives by me. He didn't like that I guess I cut him off because I didn't want to kill the other driver who was turning into the lane.
Right.
So I cut this guy off. He honks at me and drives by. Okay, well, what do you want me to do, you know? Like,
right. You can stop your
car. Get that out of you?
And cry about it.
Right. So I gave him a thumbs up.
Good job.
Kept on driving.
I got another news story here.
What is it?
This lady here stabbed her husband.
Oh.
You want to hear about it?
I do.
Okay. Woman stabs husband during fight over hot dogs for dinner.
Okay. She wanted... The hot
dog. We're going to find out.
Okay.
Orange County, Florida, 28-year-old woman in Orange County stabbed her husband during a fight that sparked over having hot dogs for dinner, according to a sheriff's office report. Orange County, Florida.
And what, he wanted her to make hot dogs and she didn't, or are we still reading?
We're going
to
find out.
Okay.
Actually, it's a short story, so we're probably not going to find out. At some point, the man snatched the plate of hot dogs from his wife's hands, report said. The action prompted the woman to stab her husband in the shoulder with a steak knife, according to authorities. I love how all of these reports is just everything is allegedly. Allegedly, the action allegedly prompted the alleged woman.
Well, it's like cops. I mean, they always say at the beginning, subjects are innocent until proven guilty. Well,
right.
They're also innocent, handcuffed, and bloody in the back.
And they're also on cops.
Guilty.
Yeah. Anton van Bladel then allegedly grabbed a handgun and pointed it at the woman's head and said he was going to kill her. Both a knife and a handgun were recovered from the couple's home. The husband and wife were arrested and faced several charges in connection with the incident, including aggravated battery and aggravated assault.
Okay, is that the article?
Yeah, that's it.
Honestly, after you read that, my thought is that is the shittiest article I've ever read.
I know.
Because details.
What did you just say?
I need details, you know? It's like,
I want to know what happened to this woman.
What, yeah, what would
to make her stab over hot dogs.
I mean, maybe the article forgot to mention that the husband cheated on her. I don't know. Just, you know.
Now, if I was stabbed in the shoulder for hot dogs, no less,
yeah.
I would probably grab a handgun and point it at her, too.
Really? Your wife?
If someone stabbed me in the shoulder with a knife?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I might just try to leave the area. I don't know if I'd point the handgun at her.
Leave the area?
Bleeding, obviously.
So you just have a steak knife in your shoulder, and you're like, I think it's best if I leave.
Well,
I'm going to go. You stay. I'm just going for a drive. I'm going to leave the area.
I don't know. I mean, if she's in a stabbing mood, it's time to go, you know?
I'm going to leave the area.
Right. It's like, I just don't want to be around people with, you know, steak knives and hot dogs and just a bad situation.
Nobody with steak knives or hot dogs.
I have an article for you.
Okay.
It says here, under the money section on MSN, mm-hmm. you know, it has like these headlines, and then you click on it if the article looks interesting. Well, this one is, how much is too much for a burger? And let's find out. No, I don't really care, so it's just like these articles are so pointless, you know.
Oh, okay,
how
I see what you're saying.
Too much for a burger. I don't give a shit.
Right.
So.
What's the prettiest shoe out there right now? Just anything.
Right. It's like, do you have no time in your life? And apparently, I don't because I'm looking at it.
I watch the news sometimes, and it's you know, can peanut butter kill you? Find out by watching at 11.
Right.
You know?
It's like, I'm going to scare you and then get you to watch.
Meanwhile, I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like, close to my mouth, and it's 6 o'clock, so I got to wait 6 hours, you know?
And it sucks when you just ate the damn peanut butter, and you're
like no!
Should I induce vomiting?
Can peanut butter kill me? I'm going to have to find out at 11.
Oh, man. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I gotta ask you this.
Okay.
Oh wait, I already know the answer.
Well, ask me anyway.
McCain, right?
Whom I'm voting for?
Yeah.
I honestly, it's funny because you know me. I usually know who I'm voting for. I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it in between Hillary and Obama?
No.
Or is it between all three of them?
It's not. Well, I don't want Hillary to win.
You don't want any of them.
No.
I hear you.
No, I mean like.
You just hate people.
I was actually going to vote for Ron Paul.
You know, I would have done that too, actually.
But I really don't want Hillary Clinton winning this presidency.
I hear you.
You know, and it's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's I don't want a woman running the presidency. Thing.
Because?
Because she's a
PMS.
Woman. Yeah. Well, you heard about her lying about what happened when she went to go visit
the whole Bosnia incident.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And that shit never happened.
Yeah. The
That's brilliant. I love that happened.
How is that? Wait. It's brilliant on her part, or it's brilliant because it's ridiculously stupid.
That. Yeah. It's brilliant for me. It's like great because I hate her.
Right. You know. Maybe if like, you know, she said that she misspoke. You don't misspeak like, I think it was at least two, maybe three times.
Yeah.
About and go into details. You No. And if you're like under sniper fire, you don't bring your daughter, your only child, with you out on the runway.
I misspoke. Like, you know, like, whoops, your wife comes home and sees you fucking a hooker. And you're like, were we not supposed to? I misfucked this moral.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, right now, I think I'm going for Barack. But
I'd go for Barack. I did not vote in the primaries.
Yeah,
I had to work.
Oh, that sucks. I would have voted Paul, honestly.
I would have.
All because of our friend
Colin.
Colin.
Yeah.
And he got me into Ron Paul, and I liked what he had to say, and I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I think that they're all full of shit. But I liked Ron Paul.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Okay. Well, I think we're gonna wrap it up here. So, I decided to play the gayest outro song I could think of. We do have a MySpace up. It is myspace.com/teamevilshow. We will be getting hosting within the month, but right now I'm just running off the MySpace just to get, you know, contact. You can email us at teamevilshow@gmail.com. I want to thank Tom for coming in studio tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
And hopefully he comes back. And we will see you guys on the next episode.